Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 21st, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google's Scott Spencer announced an updated political ad policy for the company. The search giant will limit election ad audience targeting to the general categories of age, gender, and general location down to the postal code level. Political ads can still do contextual targeting, which surfaces ads based on the content viewed. The new policy will eventually roll out globally, first coming to the UK next week, then to the EU by the end of 2019, and the rest of the world by January 6, 2020. Spencer clarified that Google does not allow false claims in any ads, but to maintain a robust political dialogue, Google expects to take very limited action on political ads. Starting on December 3rd, Google will expand its coverage of election ad transparency to U.S. state-level candidates and office holders, ballot measures, and ads that mention federal or state political parties. Previously, Google election ad transparency was offered to ads in India, the EU, and for federal U.S. election ads. Uber confirmed it plans to pilot a new safety feature that would record audio during trips. The feature can be opted into for all rides with drivers, while riders can activate the feature through the safety toolkit prior to their ride. Recordings are encrypted and not reviewable by riders or drivers. Instead, they are placed in the trip history and can be submitted to Uber if either party decides to report an incident. The feature will be piloted in some Latin American cities next month, with plans to test the feature in the U.S. soon. According to Uber's head of safety products, Sachin Kansal, the company will provide a blanket warning that rides may be recorded when the feature launches in a region, rather than sending notifications each time a recording is initiated. PayPal announced it agreed to acquire Honey Science Corporations, makers of the deal-finding browser extension Honey and the mobile app, in a deal worth $4 billion. Honey currently has 17 million monthly active users. PayPal hopes to integrate Honey's product discovery, price tracking, and offers into Venmo and PayPal experiences to create an earlier foothold into a user's shopping journey, as well as offering merchant partners the ability to offer targeted and more personalized promotions to customers. PayPal notes that Honey co-founders George Ruin and Ryan Hudson will stay on board to work on product integration and scaling, and that Honey was profitable on a net income basis in 2018. Amazon announced the Dash Smart Shelf, which uses a built-in scale to automatically reorder office supplies. The Smart Shelf comes in three sizes, 7x7 inches, 12x10 inches, and 18x13 inches, and is designed to be placed under a single office supply stock. When the scale detects the weight falls below a set limit, it can either reorder the supply automatically or send a notification to someone in the office. The Dash Smart Shelf includes Wi-Fi and can be plugged in or run off four AAA batteries. Amazon is trialing a device with the select small businesses, with plans to open up general availability to all Amazon Business customers next year. Apple launched a lineup of battery cases for the iPhone 11, 11 Pro, and 11 Pro Max in the same black, white, and pink colors as its predecessors, also with wireless charging support. What's new is a physical button that auto-opens the iPhone's camera app, even if the phone is locked. Steam released Remote Play Together after releasing the feature in beta back in October. The feature lets gamers play local multiplayer games across the internet on Windows, Linux, and macOS, and also now includes Android and iOS support, which was added in for the official release. A host player needs to install and start the game, with friends joining through the Steam Remote app on desktop or the Steam Chat and Steam Link apps on mobile. Google launched Google Duplex as Google Assistant for Chrome with the ability to purchase movie tickets. Users can interact with Assistant in Chrome to purchase the tickets. Searching for movie showtimes and selecting a movie in Google Search will show a list of ticket providers. Clicking on a provider will bring up their app, but with a Google Assistant window over top, where users input how many tickets they need and other details, providing a consistent experience across apps. Users can dismiss the Assistant window at any time and directly interact with the ticketing app. At launch, over 70 theater chains and ticketing companies are supported, including AMC, Fandango, MJR Theaters, and MovieTickets.com in the U.S. Google began rolling out updates to G Suite to add in AI features. Google Docs will add AI grammar checker and smarter spell checking, with spelling autocorrect coming soon. Google Calendar can now use Google Assistant to read out appointments, as well as create, reschedule, and delete appointments by voice. Google also announced a beta for Smart Compose is coming to G Suite, which will suggest text to complete sentences already in use in Gmail. Google added new tools to Google Earth that lets users set landmarks, draw lines from place to place, add text, images, and videos to every point along a particular journey, and then share it. Google is also experimenting with pre-made tours it calls Stories. And finally, a prototype of SpaceX's next-gen rocket Starship partially burst apart while conducting pressure tests in Texas. A SpaceX spokesperson told The Verge that there were no injuries and that the company did not consider this a major setback. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said on Twitter that the company may no longer fly this particular prototype in testing and may shift to a more up-to-date model with a different flight design for test flights, although this model has yet to be built. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.